Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live from Green Bay, Wisconsin. It is here. It has finally arrived. You made it. It's the start of training camp in a few hours over at Ray Nitschke Field. I'm currently across the street from Lambeau Field, ready to head over and talk to one Brian Gutekunst and then Matt LaFleur, and then they'll hit Ray Nitschke Field, and we'll be underway. Thanks to everybody joining me early in the morning here. As I said, I'll be doing these before any time there's a public practice. I'll be having a chat prior and a chat afterward in the afternoon. So be sure you're subscribed so you know when the chats are live. And make sure you check out our friends over at Ticket King. Ticket King's been around in Wisconsin since 1992 and are staffed with experienced, friendly, and knowledgeable folks that can help you with anything Packers ticket related. They also partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgates and bus transportation to the games. They are open on game day for last-minute tickets, upgrades, and they even have a drive-through window. And it's not too late, folks, to get your official 2022 Green Bay Packers yearbook at PackersYearbook.com. You can use promo code CHTV, that's CHTV, to get 10% off at PackersYearbook.com. Morning, everybody in the comments. Good to see so many regulars. Here, what's up, Big B? Good to see you, buddy. Hope you're doing well. Brandy already has the best question of the day. Does Aaron Rodgers store the cart at Lambeau Field? He does, actually. The golf cart stays right in the loading dock. And last year, the first practice of the year, he almost ran me over with it. He was backing up and didn't see me. So hopefully history doesn't repeat, because that was a lot of fun. New York Cheesehead, good morning. Hope you're doing well. Is TKM here? I met TKM in the pro shop yesterday. I love Green Bay. It's phenomenal. But I don't see him at his post. Very upsetting. Morning, Nags and all Green Bay Packers fans. Let's go Packers. There you go. Injuries still happen in football? I thought the new helmet solved all that. All right. Relax now. We all know there's plenty of other places for guys to get hurt. Eddie, good morning. How are you doing? Thanks for checking out the stream, man. How was Cleo's? Did you hit up Jim's place? Missed those bars. Jonathan, Cleo's was phenomenal. And yes, I played darts at Jim's place. One of my oldest friends in the entire world, Ben, who's also my songwriting partner, he's in town with his family for the next 2 weeks. So it's nice. Every summer, we kind of just overlap during the start of training camp. So it's always great to see him and hang out. Jill, be here Monday. Can't wait. Hope to meet you. I'll be around anytime. I mean, Big B knows. I remember Big B coming up to me training camp many years ago on my way back to Lambeau Field. It's the first time we ever met. Good times. Here we go. Sammy Watkins is hurt again. Well, the report from Rob Domofsky of ESPN says it's not supposed to be a significant injury. We don't even know what the injury is. But yes, he is going to be on the active/non-football injury list, which means whatever happened when he was away from the facility. But we'll hopefully start to get some kind of idea of what's going on with Sammy when we hear from Brian and or Matt. Although I don't think they're going to give away too much, but it doesn't sound like it will be long term, which is good. Too old for this. Why haven't we traded for Julio yet? Now there's a question. Next, how do you get into the mindset before a presser? I don't know if there's really a mindset. You just think about what you want to ask and how you want to phrase it so you don't sound like an idiot. And still, I fail a lot. But yeah, I don't know. It's I tell you what, my first kind of year when I had credentials and could start asking questions, it is nerve-wracking. There's no doubt about it. But now, you know, I've been doing it for so long. I'm not going to say it's old hat. I'm certainly not as practiced at it as many of the men and women on the beat. They're pros, man. They're the best. But I try to do what I can. Ryan, thank you for the super chat. Greatly appreciate it. How many Packers are on the injury list? That's a total? I'm not sure. I imagine you're talking about on the non-football injury list and the PUP. I think we had 9 on PUP, and then I believe there's 2 more on the NFI. So 11, roughly around there. Timo, good camp? I'm thinking Super Bowl. I love that. I love that clip. For those of you who don't, or maybe don't know what Timo's referring to, Charles Woodson, Aaron Rodgers, I think it was mic'd up, is the one who was on mic, but I was talking to Charles and I think Al Harris on the sideline during a preseason game, and Aaron says, I think we got a pretty good squad. What do you think, Wood? And Wood goes, good squad. I'm thinking Super Bowl. Such a great line. 200,000 were in the queue for Packers London tickets. Willing to bet most of them were Packers fans, home away from home. I heard that there were there was a crush of people trying to get tickets for that game. Cheers to everybody who got them. I'm sorry for everyone who had I did, you know, get messages from a few people who had a horrific time trying to purchase tickets. So you had to. I mean, I think that was probably a foregone conclusion that it would be a madhouse. But it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun over there in London. I can't wait. And I tell you what, I went over to the Packers Pro Shop yesterday, and holy Toledo, they have a ton of really cool London merch. Am I going to burn my wallet? It's a problem. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. What in your mind would constitute a good camp? That's a good question. Well, always health, you know, minimal injuries. You're not going to get through unscathed. You never do. That's the game. But yeah, minimal issues along the injury front. And, you know, but I think the kind of integration of the youth into what they're doing schematically is always important. And, you know, probably the number one kind of goal you're looking for. Obviously, with the young guys and the new guys on offense, you want to get on the same page with Aaron Rodgers. And on defense, it's how are you going to utilize some of this youth and athleticism, whether it's Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, how quickly can they pick things up? You know, they're still going to be doing some install stuff. A lot of it is review of, you know, classwork and some field work they did during the offseason. But it's going to be fire hose time for these kids, and they got to step up. And that's what you want to see. And if guys inevitably are going to make mistakes, got to make sure that you're learning from them and not making similar mistakes day after day, because that's when the red flags start to fly. But to me, like, those are the main goals. Buddha, what's up? Go Pack Go. Thanks for checking us out on Twitch. Appreciate you, man. No playing hanky banky in the garden. I don't even know Corey. I haven't even seen Corey this morning. Tottenham has a beautiful new stadium, I've been told. Andy, yes. What's crazy about the Hotspur Stadium is one of the venues, they came over to America to look at a number of different stadiums, how they were constructed, how they were built and or expanded. And one of them was Lambeau. They came and had a tour of Lambeau and went through like the transformation between old and new Lambeau. And that's, you know, some of the stuff they took back and utilized in the construction of the Hotspur Stadium. But I have a friend who lives in London or just outside London, in Kent, and he says it's a marvel. He says it's amazing. So I can't wait. I'm excited. Still hurts my heart. No Devontae. Jill, don't let it hurt. Be happy because it happened. Don't be sad that it's over. Cherish the memory always. And as Mark Murphy said, he'll be back for, you know, whenever he's inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame, which is inevitable, right? So I hear you, though. I feel you. Scott, good morning. Thanks for checking out the stream. Appreciate you, man. The Bears are refusing to put their stadium up. I'm in Chicago. The Bears still suck. Daniel, I mean, the city is now throwing out, you know, the city is throwing Hail Marys. You know, I think that ship has sailed. I don't think there's any doubt they're going to be moving to the suburbs. So I think Soldier Field has seen, well, not yet, but it will have seen its last Bears games here in a year or two, which I've got mixed emotions about. I mean, I understand why the Bears are doing that. They want to get their own area where they can build their own title town type district. You know, that's kind of the way of the NFL now, right? But man, there's something to the history of Soldier Field and the Packers-Bears rivalry and the old school. You know, you watch the Legacy documentary and hear Cliff talk about how, you know, Packers fans would go down, ride the train down to Chicago and then, you know, overtake hotels and the Lumberjack Band and things like that. And there's a bygone era that, you know, obviously hasn't existed for a while, but Soldier Field is a part of that and part of the rivalry. And I mean, they did kind of kill the mystique when they put the spaceship on top of it, but it's still Soldier Field and it's still cool as hell. I don't have to play there. I don't have to cover the team. I know the press box angle is ridiculous and the all 22 is absurd, but I don't know, man. There's something about Soldier Field that's just kick-ass. I love it. It's like walking, especially on a cold day, wind whipping off the river. It's like Gladiator. I don't know. I think it's cool as hell, but it's inevitable that they're out of there. Went to 2017 training camp. Didn't miss a day. That was open to fans. Need to get back up there. It's crazy, right? The fact that I was talking to who was it? Somebody on the beat. Oh, it was Ryan Wood yesterday before we did our pod, which I hope all of you check out on the Patreon page. We were talking about how when McCarthy was in town, man, there were like 20, 22 open practices. Now there are 12. It's a new world, man. Would love constant long snapper updates. I got you covered. No problem. I'm cuckoo for cocoa. Let's do it. Dennis, good morning. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for checking it out, buddy. Hope you're well. What? What is this? Let Olive know if she ever wanted to road trip to Fond du Lac, she can hang in with a new puppy. Just saying. Michael, thank you. Very much appreciated. What else we got? Feels good that there will be no all-revealing press conference with Rodgers this year. That was a journey last season. You got that right. Yeah, I mean, knock on wood. I mean, outside of Bakhtiari's knee and whatever hiccup with Sammy Watkins, pretty relatively drama-free training camp to open. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. Let's focus on the football. I'm in on this idea. I'm all about it. Heading to Lambeau in November for the Cowboys game. It would be my first game there. So fired up to watch Cameron Poe at quarterback. Dusty, that was quite the reveal by Rodgers yesterday. Get you a quarterback who can do cosplay as well as Rodgers. That's what I'm saying. Who coaches on at kick and punt returns is something I like to look for. Who catches on, sorry. Kick and punt returns is something I like to look for. I am kind of, I won't say fascinated, but I am interested to see who they're going to throw back there this year. I mean, got to think Amari Rodgers will be back in the mix. Randall Cobb again. Maybe a running back. Patrick Taylor maybe is back there. Maybe they put Goodson back there. But it's not like they have a surefire number one returner, even with the experience Amari got last year. I think the job is wide open. So, well, maybe the one of the young rookies. We'll see. I mean, Antonio Freeman, Robert Brooks, they all started as returners. Who knows? Nags, are there time restrictions on how long there are team activities daily during camp? Yes, Brandy, with the collective bargaining agreement. And they've been kind of condensed recently, but and massaged a little bit during the pandemic. And now we've come out of that. Now they, Tom Pelissero put out, I think, the memo that went out to teams reminding them of what's allowed. And it kind of increases throughout like the first 12 days of camp. But like these first couple of days, they're not allowed to have pads. They're only allowed to be on the grass for so long. And then that slowly increases. It's kind of a ramp up time. But yes, they're very cognizant of that. They can only have them out on the field for so long, et cetera. Brandon, thank you for the super chat. If this rookie plays to a top five rookie level at their position, Green Bay will have the most success they can. Same for second year player. Brandon, while on defense, it's Quay Walker. I mean, he can change everything if he plays to his potential and what they probably are expecting him to do as far as staying on the field, being a three down backer to pair with Devondre Campbell. And that's not to take anything away from Wyatt. I think he will be a stud. I think he will be an absolute wrecker up front, but he's also going to be a rotational piece. He's not going to be out there three downs. Quay Walker can change the game. He can change how they play defense. He can change the play calls. He can change their tendencies. I mean, if he plays to what you're talking about here, you know, a top five rookie level, you know, yes, he can change the nature of their defense. The Dr. Pepper truck. Did we get a Dr. Pepper truck in the back? Nice. Nice. Clearly a shout out to Joey over there. I'm loving it. Next, who's your number one wide receiver that you were excited to see? Oh, right. Obviously, it's Romeo Doubs. Come on. It's Doubs season. I mean, clearly, Watson, Watkins, Julio signed with Tampa. All these guys are just scared. They're just afraid to compete during Doubs season. Come on. Come on, Romeo Doubs. Let's go. Rookie of the year. Wrap it up. I'm all in. I'm kind of kidding, but I am excited to watch him. I can't wait. I've said all offseason, if you're on Packers Daily with any regularity, you know this kid's tape is truly impressive. I'm shocked that he lasted to day three. I can't wait to see him catching passes from Rodgers. Uncultured Barbarian. Good morning. What's up, man? Cameron Poe and John Wick, what is next? Conan the Barbarian, training camp jams, or The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy and Hold the Line by Toto. Fun. You're hilarious. Yes, maybe Conan will be next. That's a good question. Maybe I'll ask Aaron that at his locker availability. And, of course, two fantastic tracks, as always, from Uncultured. Thanks, buddy. Matt, it truly is the most wonderful time of the year, no doubt about. Joey. Do they really need you, though? Which players will stand out, I believe you mean to say, during Packers training camp? It's a good question, Shitty. That's why we watch. That's why I'm excited to get going. Which I'm going to have to do, actually, because I got to get this torn back down and then get back across the street and hear from Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur. Most of the time, these won't be this early, but because Brian's going at 9, I had to get this done and then up on the site and then over to Lambeau Field. So I'm going to have to cut it short, but more often than not, I'll probably be doing this at 9 a.m. Central rather than 8. It'll really just be dependent on when Brian talks, but thank you for checking out the stream. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I'll see you after practice. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.